all know that, of course, for a minion, all you need is 10 people. If you have the Shliach Tzibur and 9 others, that's good enough. Nonetheless, sometimes when you have small minyanim, there is some confusion that arises with regard to Chazaras HaShatz. How many people have to be ready to listen in order for the Shliach Tzibur to be able to start Chazaras HaShatz? Sometimes you have 10, 11, 12 people, and 5 of them decide that they want to dive in Musaf of Yom Kippur. So it could be very difficult. So how many people have to actually be ready? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say what seems to be contradictory things in this regard. In Simen Nun Hei, which is where he first discusses in Yonim of a Minyan in the context of Kaddish, he writes that as long as the majority of a Minyan, 6 people, are answering, that's good enough. If some people have already gone ahead and they're davening Shmon Esrei and they can't answer, it's okay. You can still say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and that's fine. Nonetheless, in Simen Kuf Chav Dalit, where he actually gets the Chazaras HaShatz, he writes that if you don't have nine people concentrating and answering to Chazaras HaShatz, Karov Lios Brachos of Levatala, it's almost as though it's Brachos Levatala for the Shliach Tzibur. So it's very clear that you really do have to have 9 people answering. So which one is it? Do you need 9 people answering? Or as long as there are 10 people in the room and 6 people are involved, that's good enough. So the Nosi Kalim really bring a few different explanations to this apparent contradiction. Some explain that really we assume Me'ikar Adin that 6 people is good enough, as long as another 4 in the room. And Simen Kuf Chav Dalit, so that was extra Chumrah, that was L'chadchila, that was the best. But really Me'ikar Adin is what he said at the beginning in Simen Nun Hei, and certainly that's the Ikar Adin Le'alacha. Perhaps there's different views which are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and in which case we may have to pass in like one over the other, and the Magen Avraham says we pass in like Simen Nun Hei, and that's the Ikar Adin. As long as 6 are involved, that's good enough. Some poskim, however, Shulchan Aruch Harav and others, the Prima Gadim, distinguish between the cases, and they claim that there's a difference between Kaddish and Baruch Hu on the one hand. For them, all you need is 6 people involved, as opposed to Chazaras HaShatz on the other hand, where you really need to have 10 people involved, and that's why he says different things in different places. What would be the reason to distinguish? A minion is a minion. What's the difference whether it's Kaddish, Baruch Hu, or Chazaras HaShatz? I saw the following svara in the Piskei Tshuvos. I don't think he's quoting anybody. He says it his own svara in the footnote, that when it comes to Dvarim Shebikdusha, so all you have to have is a minion in the room. That's Kaddish, that's Baruch Hu. That's a din in Shechina. If the Shechina is there, so we can do certain things, then you can have Dvarim Shebikdusha. Chazaras HaShatz is a little bit different. It's not just a regular Dvar Shebikdusha. The establishment of Chazaras HaShatz was for the people who don't know how to daven properly, so that they can be Yotzei Shmon Esrei with the Chazan. However, you cannot be Yotzei Shmon Esrei with another individual. You have to be Yotzei Shmon Esrei with a Tzibur. So if you have 10 people in the room, but 10 people are not involved, so there are 10 people there, there's Shechina there, but that's not called 10 people davening. That's not called the Tzibur davening, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be Yotzei. So perhaps that's why Chazaras HaShatz was established in that way. Just Derech Agav, we normally assume that nowadays everyone's a bucky, no one can really be Yotzei with Chazaras HaShatz, we have Sidurim, etc. That might not be totally the case. We know that the halacha is a person doesn't have Kavana in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, he's not paying attention to what he's saying. He's not really Yotzei. In theory, he should daven again, but we don't let you daven again because we don't have confidence that you're going to get it right the second time. So the Mishnah Berurah indicates, and the Piskei Tshuvos spells this out much more clearly, that let's say a person didn't have Kavana in the first bracha. So you're not Yotzei, you're Chiyuv of Shmona Esrei. So right now, you're a person who's chayav to daven but can't. So you could be Yotzei with Chazaras HaShatz. Interestingly enough, assuming the Chazan has Kavana. You get Chazanim who have Kavana. But that could be a situation in which many people might be able to theoretically be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. So how does it play out? La Halacha, the modern day poskim also have a variety of opinions on the subject. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in which he assumes that he goes back to the sources in the Rishonim for this Halacha. He says the Shulchan Aruch is not correct. Definitely, they meant this halacha not just with regard to Kaddish and Baruch Hu, but with regard to Chazaras HaShatz as well. And therefore, although it's ideal to have 9 people answering, if it's a tircha de tzibura and you have 6 people involved, that's certainly good enough. No problem. You can start, and it's lichatchila. It's not the ideal situation, but he says it's even lichatchila. Don't worry about it. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe seems to take pretty seriously the inyan of nine people answering, as does the Sefer Halicha Shlomo in the name of Shlomo Zalman. They assume that you really do need to have nine people answering because of the shatz, and especially in the first bracha. After the first bracha, also important, but not as important, for two different reasons. Rav Moshe says, I'll just tell you Rav Moshe's, Rav Moshe writes that the halacha is that as long as you start Chazaras HaShatz with a minyan, so even if some people walk out, as long as the majority of the minyan is still there, you can continue Chazaras HaShatz, and you can even say the Kaddish Shalem, the Chazikaj and the Kaddish Shalem afterwards are all related to the tefillah. So as long as you have for the first bracha, so those of us who have a hard time paying attention for Chazaras HaShatz, at least we should try to pay attention and to answer well for the first bracha, and then after that, it's not brachos levatala. But if it wasn't nine people answering for the first bracha, it really would be brachos levatala. Just end with the following interesting ha'ara. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that if you're not sure you're going to have nine people answering, the Shliach Tzibur should have it tonight. That if there's nine people answering, this is Chazaras HaShatz. And if not, so this will be a tefilas nedava, and then it won't be a bracha levatala. And the footnotes of the Halicha Shlomo, they claim that someone asked for Shlomo Zalman if he does this, and he said, "I used to do it when I was younger, but I stopped. Because this is not the meaning of Klal Yisrael. So whatever happens to them will happen to me. I'm throwing myself in the mix with them. And I'm not going to be knowing anything which is not the regular minig." And he used to love to quote this quote from Shlomo Kluger. "Whatever the tzibur does, that's what I do. I'm not knowing any super duper hakpadas and chumras. Halavai, I should be like one of the nation." I just found that fascinating and thought I would share that with you. Have a great day.